preamble to the Constitution says, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish the Constitution for the United States of America." Good morning. This is Preacher Jason Cornett, and I am filling in for Pastor Wynn Greer of the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, which is located in Vilas, North Carolina, just above the Willow Valley Golf Course on Bears Creek Road. Blessings of Liberty is a ministry of Mount Lebanon Baptist Church, and on behalf of Pastor Wynn and the church, I would like to invite you to come visit us if you are looking for a church to attend, or even if you are on vacation in the area and don't want to miss services. Mount Lebanon is close to Boone and ASU campus, and we would love to invite students to come join us as well. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m. with the worship service at 11 on Sunday mornings. Wednesday night services, which is a time of prayer and study or preaching, starts at 7 o'clock p.m. And second and fourth Sunday nights also at 7 p.m. with preaching, and sometimes a visiting preacher or a missionary will be there. We have been blessed with wonderful services centering around and focusing on God's Word. Welcome to Blessings of Liberty. Noah is also in the studio this morning, and I'd like to say he does a wonderful job. Before getting involved with this, I never knew what actually took place behind the scenes, but I'd like to take this time to tell Noah that I really do appreciate what you do, and it's really neat to see what you do behind the scenes. Good morning, Noah.
Good morning. Thank you. It's good to be here. I want to say how much we appreciate our listeners who are listening in, those on right here on AM 1450 WATA in Boone, and those who are also listening in on AM 690 in Bristol, Virginia. It's good to have them.
It's great to be here. Mm-hmm. At first I was a little nervous about this opportunity, but at the same time I'm very thankful for it. It's been such a blessing the past few years. I've known Pastor Wynn for quite a few years now, probably over 20 years, but especially here in the past few years, getting to know him even further as my pastor, and the blessings that he's been to me, and the encouragement and help he's been to me as a new preacher. I'm not a pastor of a church currently, but at this time I really am just preaching and going where the Lord sends me. There's been open doors here at the radio station, and I'm truly thankful for that. Over the past few weeks here on Blessings of Liberty, we've been Preacher Wynn's been talking about the difference between a constitutionalist and a conservative or a liberal. And we're basically going to continue on with that thought this morning, and just a few different things, a few different compare and contrast, I guess you would call it. And number one of the things here is a true constitutionalist cares about everyone's freedom, not just the ones they agree with. And I'd like to read the First Amendment here. It says, "Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government, or redress of grievances." You know, in reading this and thinking about it, and in light of just recent things that's even happened this week, how many of you were able to watch the Grammys this past Sunday night, I believe it was? Was watching part of that, and then I actually went to sleep and didn't really get to see the whole thing. But the next morning when I got up, I noticed some things posted on Facebook about a certain performance that was given by one of the stars there, and I think her name is Nikki, and it was had to deal a little bit with I think it was called, the title of her song there's called Roman Holiday, I believe, and after hearing what everybody had to say about it, I actually went online and I YouTubed it and watched it, and the performance that she gave was very different, to say the least. There was different things there, such as she was almost like she was possessed, and there was a priest there that was going to do a exorcism on her. And throughout the different parts of the episode or the presentation, she was dancing around. They had people or that was dressed as demons dancing around, just to give you a visual of what I've seen if you have not seen it. Just different things like that. And at the end of it, there was a song that was one of a gospel song that everyone would recognize if they were to hear it. And as people or a chorus is singing that song, she begins to levitate toward the ceiling. And to watch that and even to read the comments that I saw on Facebook, it really put me in the mind of the occult or possession or things like that. And even though luckily it worked out that you know, we didn't watch the show live and my son was not subject to watch that, you know, it could be said that I found that offensive, that I didn't agree with what she was doing or the presentation she had. And likewise, some of the people that I saw post about it shared the same feelings. But as I further thought about this, if I was to possibly try to refute this or stand against it or complain about it, I thought about what it would be like if I was to write a letter to that television station in contest of what she had performed. And the one thing that came to my mind is probably I would get something along the lines, if I even got a response, with a letter stating that a person has the freedom of speech in the United States. And that brings me to the next topic that's here locally that I really want to talk about a little bit, is what is going on with the Newland Town Hall. I don't know, I'd say probably most of you listening have heard or possibly heard a little bit about what's going on with Town Hall. GoBlueRidge.net actually had a article entitled Newland in the National Spotlight Over 10 Commandments. And on Friday, that was on Friday, February 10th. And one thing that I read here in this article, and also, like I said, you can go to GoBlueRidge.net to see this article and also a letter that was written to the Newland Town Hall, Town Council, and it was written from a group that is called the Freedom from Religion Foundation, and they are out of Madison, Wisconsin. And actually, a staff attorney, Patrick Elliott, is the one who actually wrote the letter for the foundation to Newland. And as the letter was received, they said that they demanded that the, and you can go online and read it, I'm not going to read the whole letter, but they were demanding that the town council remove the Ten Commandments that is posted there in the Newland Town Hall. And they were basing it on the form or the actual the basis of separation of church and state. One of the people that was that actually gave a statement to the news says here, it says, as the matter made it to national news websites yesterday, town board member Dave Calvert released a statement on the matter saying, Newland is at a crossroads. We believe in America and support the Constitution. But he went on to say, we also represent the people of Newland, North Carolina. But he said, I feel we are sidestepping a more serious issue here. The commandments are more than Mosaic law. They are moral guidelines of what is right and wrong. As you take these out of our society, you take our ability to raise our children, you take away our ability to raise our children right, not upon faith, but what is right and wrong. And that's one thing that I really appreciated about what he had to say there, is that he was just standing up for what he believed his rights or the rights are to be. And I applaud him in what he had to say. And in response to that and looking at that and further reading it, I would be in agreement that if the First Amendment would cover the performance that was given or different things, you can place anything in there, would cover that kind of a performance, it would also cover the right to post the Ten Commandments. Let me look further here. You know, that's one thing that I also found very interesting, is that we received a letter or they received a letter from an attorney out of Wisconsin, and it was saying that people here locally had a problem with that, and it wasn't someone here locally that was just that wrote the letter, but also included this this whole foundation. And I just thought that that was very interesting. But as you read what the Declaration of or what the Constitution says, I believe that Newland is absolutely covered under that, under the freedom of religion, under that right. A true constitutionalist uses the Constitution to defend individual liberty, not to take them away. And that is something that will go along with the compare and contrast to what we were just talking about there. Another thing here that I find is a true constitutionalist has read, understands, and truly believes in the Constitution, whereas a conservative or a liberal only pays lip service. And this is something also that Preacher Wynn had read before and had talked about a little bit before. And, you know, I really, the more I looked at what he had to say there, the more that this came to mind. And that is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. It says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And I understand that in God's word, this is talking about the responsibility of a pastor, a teacher, as a Christian, as to what they should do, the responsibilities as to what they should have in discerning God's word. Also, when I look at this, I see how important it is for us as Americans to understand what our rights are, to understand the Declaration of Independence, to understand the Constitution of the United States, to further study, to show ourselves approved unto what we're supposed to know. One thing that really, the more I read into this and looked at it, was thinking about my experience in law enforcement. A couple of weeks ago, when I first was on this on the broadcast, I gave a little bit of my background, which is been in law enforcement since 2001, I believe it is, about 12 years now. And I'd started out serving as a patrol officer. Well, actually, even before that, I began as a security officer, then moved on to being a patrol officer, which I served there for a little over two years, and then began being an investigator. And the more I got into investigations, the more I began to see how important our individual rights really are. There's different things that, the law states that we must abide by in pursuing charges or in finding out fault, the legal issues of it. I became more involved with that as an investigator, even so as a patrol officer. And in looking at that, I found myself so many times thinking to myself, had I not been in law enforcement and been exposed to this, I wouldn't even known what my rights were. Had I not had to have taken the time to study some of these things, to look over the North Carolina General Statutes, be exposed to the yearly recertifications that we do, I wouldn't have known what the law actually says. If I was breaking the law on a certain situation or not, I wouldn't have known it had not I had the time to actually sit down and look at it. And likewise here, and it says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." One thing that I think is so important about this is not only knowing the Constitution and what our rights are as Americans, also knowing what the Bible has to say about how we are supposed to conduct ourselves, how we are supposed to be. You know, I've been guilty in the past of not taking enough time to study things out, and someone asking a question either in the Bible or in law to not have the answer. But as a Christian and as an American, I find it so important that we do take our time to study and to show ourselves approved And it's just for the benefits of ourselves. Also here, you know, in giving an idea of a pastor or a politician, I can see a different parallel between politicians, pastors. Politicians should be governed by what the Constitution has to say, not step out and just be acting on opinion just based on personal feelings. As a pastor shouldn't just be based on opinions, shouldn't formulate his own opinions just based on personal feelings, but know the politician know what the Constitution has to say. The politician know the guidelines that the Constitution already has laid out. Likewise, the pastor, it is his responsibility to know what God's word says and to be able to rightly divide that to his people. And on down here, I see another compare and contrast. A true constitutionalist believes the Bible justifies the following by every one of the Constitution. If you read Romans chapter 13 and verse number 1, it says, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God." And, you know, in looking at this, and Noah, this is something I thought was very interesting in reading this and studying through this this week, is something that I found. And I went to Wikipedia, just a common way to look up definitions of words and to look up things. And I just thought this was very, very interesting, very fitting. And I'll give you a definition here of what constitutionalism is defined as by Wikipedia. Constitutionalism is descriptive of a complicated concept deeply embedded in historical experience, with which subjects the officials who exercise governmental powers to the limitation of higher law. Now, you see that there, what that says, it says higher law. And if you go back and you read Romans 13:1, it speaks of let every soul be subject unto the higher powers. It shows accountability. It shows people's accountability to someone higher, not just basing things on opinion, but into the higher power. Constitutionalism proclaims the desirability of the rule of the law, as opposed to rule by the arbitrary judgment or mere fiat of public officials. Throughout the literature dealing with modern public law and the foundations of statecraft, the central element of the concept of constitutionalism is that in political society, government officials are not free to do anything they please in any manner they choose. They are bound to observe both the limitations on power and the procedures which are set out in the supreme constitutional law of the community. It may therefore be said that the touchstone of constitutionalism is the concept of limited government under a higher law. And that's something that I found such a blessing in reading is, you know, I've had the opportunity for the past however many years previously to work in a office of an elected official, and there is a numerous amount of stress and responsibility that comes into what a politician or an elected official has to deal with. If a person's not careful, if I was in that position, and it would be easy to look at that friends and family living here locally, it would be easy to look at them and maybe be partial to them versus a person that is not known by myself. It could be easy to have a respect of persons in that situation. But what I find here with the constitutionalism under a higher law, you know, we are subject unto the higher powers, and I believe that power is God. That is my firm belief. And my way to know how I'm supposed to conduct myself is by reading God's word and by acting upon God's word that way. You know, I think that if we as a nation, we as a community, we at home, we at church, would be more focused on what God's word says and go back to having that one standard, many things in our lives would be less complicated as far as trying to change things. You know, it's amazing to me how if people don't like something, they will just go ahead and try to change it to suit themselves. You know, in reading this about trying to change bureaucracy and trying to change things to suit people, I'm also reminded of the Bible. You know, I understand that there are many different versions of the Bible that are out there now that people can have, and some kind of the Bible has been translated to mean things that it didn't mean originally. It's been changed into something to try to help people live with themselves. To be, if this one don't work for you, you can find another one that will. And in the parallels that I see here with our Constitution, with our Bible, with pastors, with politicians, I think there's a lot of different comparisons that can be made. And we as a people, we as Christian people, I think it would do us a lot of service to be more apt, be more open to just standing on what God's word says. Myself as a young preacher, as a new preacher, it is easy to get caught up in thinking about what others think about what I'm saying, to get caught up in thinking about, is this offensive to someone? Not even that I'm trying to offend anyone, but is my stance on God's word going to be offensive? Well, you know, I did a study and preached a message last Wednesday. God is the one who holds the balance. You know, we were not put here to please man. We were put here on this earth to serve our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to be what God would have us to be. And in doing so, that higher law, that higher power that Romans speak of, that is God, we need to be focused on what he would have us to do rather than what man would like for us to do. And quickly, I'll move on to another point here. A true constitutionalist cares about everyone's freedom equally, whereas the conservative liberal cares about freedoms they agree with. One thing that Preacher Wynn said last week kind of stuck in my mind about politicians is it kind of comes down to who has the most money a lot of times, and who kind of, I think people by world standards will look at things and it would be looked at like, well, if this person has a lot of money, then evidently they did things right, or they're doing things right, because that's the American dream, to have money and prosperity. One thing I find in James chapter 2 and verses 1 through 4, it says, "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if they are come into your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, Sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, Stand thou there, or sit under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts?" You know, when I read that, Noah, it really makes me think about sometimes how it could be easy for a politician to look at somebody that seemingly has money and maybe take what their stance on any given topic would be in light more so than what it would be on the person that maybe doesn't have so much money, that maybe doesn't have a higher standing in society or a standing in local government or what have you. But as an elected official, that person that does not have the amount of money that the rich person has is just as important. That person is also looking for leadership of the politician just as the rich person is. And also, too, you can even parallel that. as far as being a pastor or politician. Either way, you can look at it either way. And, you know, pastors are to be there for the entire congregation, not a certain few, not to be partial, but there to serve the entire congregation and be a help to each and one of them. And I'll just quickly say this, you know, Preacher Wynn had mentioned before, talking a little bit about bureaucracy. I'll give you another point. The true constitutionalist believes the Constitution got us off on the right track and will keep us on the right track, whereas the conservative liberal believes it got us on the right track, but it's not sufficient to keep us there. And one quick thought that I saw there is Genesis chapter 3:1. Verse 1, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden." And when Satan said, "Yea, hath God said," that really made me think about bureaucracy. That makes me think about the red tape that defines bureaucracy. And looking to that, if you can cast doubt in the mind of the people as to the validity of the Word of God, if it's true or not, cast the doubt there, then people have to, they begin possibly just looking for the answer. Well, if this isn't true, then nothing's true. We none know the truth. Well, this morning I'd like to present to you that God's Word is the truth, and we can stand on God's Word. As you read the Constitution, as you read the phrasing of the Constitution, you can see the parallels that it has with God's Word. And honestly, I mean, it's simple to see. You can look at the basis of our nation. You can see the backbone of the Constitution as it is written has many different parallels with the Bible in it. And, you know, when I think of bureaucracy now, I think of how the devil tries to confuse people, how he tries to cause divisions and problems. And if he can keep us all confused, or try to keep us confused on what we should believe, then everything that's happening around us in the world, you know, it gets harder to focus on the main things if we're running around confused. This morning, and time is getting ready to run out on us this morning, but I just want us to focus on God's Word, focus on what He'd have for us to do, and just live for Him. Take God at His Word and trust Him, and He'll carry us through what we need to do.
This has been Helps to Cut on the Mic. This has been Blessings of Liberty with Jason Cornett filling in for Pastor Wynn Greer at the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to reach us, our church phone number is 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website, mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org.